This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi for making baseless statements and misleading the Lok Sabha during the budget discussion. Talking to newspersons yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi also made useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Rijiju noted that on what basis Mr. Gandhi made a serious allegation without giving any notice. He further stated that there are very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to substantiate the allegations.
We are going to file a privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
Seeking to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020, an amendment bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced by Union Minister of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandviya, in the House during 0 hour. According to the statement of objects and reasons of the bill, the Industrial Relations Code 2020 replaces the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946 and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment and industrial disputes. The Rajya Sabha will resume discussions on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to the general debate on Union Budget. Yesterday in the Lok Sabha, she highlighted the robustness of the economy and government's vision for the coming years to accelerate growth. The first phase of the budget session commenced on 28th of January and will continue till tomorrow. After the recess, the second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April this year. Polling is underway for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and Simultaneous Referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting will continue till 4:30 p.m. without a break at 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies. Voting in Sherpur 3 has been postponed following the death of a candidate. Iranian leaders intensified their rhetoric against the United States and Israel during nationwide events marking the 1979 Islamic Revolution yesterday, held a month after deadly protests shook the country. This year's anniversary comes at a sensitive time for Iran's leadership following a 12-day conflict with Israel and the United States in June and widespread protests that erupted in late December. Officials framed the commemorations as a show of defiance amid heightened tensions with Washington. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tribute to Swami Dayanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said that Swami Dayanand Saraswati provided invaluable guidance to the entire society as well as to the country's education system. The president said that the country has been and will always continue to be benefited by the spiritual and educational institutions established by him. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Namibia at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will begin at 7 this evening. Sri Lanka will play against Oman at their home venue in Balagola at 11 a.m. while Nepal will clash with Italy at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 3 in the afternoon. The Indian equity markets opened lower today, weighed down by IT stocks. Sensex lost 397 points to reach 83,836 and Nifty lost 111 points to settle at 25,842 in the early trade today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.